Oratio is a production of KFUO Radio. Christ for you anytime, anywhere since 1924. Text the letters KFUO to 41444 to join the legacy with your tax-deductible gift.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat, by this time, was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick and implored him that he might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. What can be set forth to us that is more useful and more suitable for consolation than the example of Peter? He advances on the water to meet Christ. And when he stepped out of the boat, he first walked on the water to come to Jesus. As the evangelist says, he ran with great impetuosity, with heroic and special spirit, because he knew that Christ was there. And he had the word and the promise of the word for his petition, "If it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." But soon, when a little wind blows, he wavers and sinks. What now? Where is that great spirit? Why did you doubt? But it pleased Christ that he should be tried in this way. For if he had not been tried, he would have been puffed up. But it is better to be tried than to be puffed up. For in this way the promises are retained. And in this way we learn to understand those sobs of the saints, as in Psalm 6, "O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger." For David, too, was such a great man that God gave him the testimony, "I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will." Yet he prays in this way and struggles with the trials of unbelief and despair. In this way, we too have been called, and we have promises that are much clearer and more glorious than those the fathers had. Thus Peter praises this good fortune for ours when he says, "And we have the prophetic word made more sure. You will do well to pay attention to it as to a lamp shining in a dark place. Grace and eternal life have been promised and offered to us in a much more glorious way than to them. For the Son has come, and all the promises have been fulfilled. We hear the Son himself. We have the sacraments and absolution. And day and night the gospel proclaims to us, 'You are holy. You are holy. Your sins have been forgiven you. You are blessed,' and so on. But what do? We still tremble, and we cling to our weakness throughout our life. But why are we not aroused by the example of the patriarchs, who believed to complete perfection? I reply that they, too, were weak, just as we are, although we have richer promises than they had. But it comes to pass, as God's voice says to Paul, "My power is made perfect in weakness." For God could not retain and fulfill his promises in us if he did not kill that stupid, proud, and smug flesh in us. From the writings of Dr. Martin Luther. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stalk that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you have made strong for yourself. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man, whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Psalm 80, verses 14 through 19. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. Your morning drive for the soul. We'll be right back.
Oratio is a production of KFUO Radio, Christ for you anytime, anywhere, since 1924. Text the letters KFUO to 41444 to join the legacy with your tax-deductible gift.